Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm Belinda Ellsworth, and I'm really excited you're here tuning in. We have a great show in store for you today. I have Laura Moore with me. Laura is the founder of Uppy. She is a performance coach specializing in helping driven business and professional women live more. Laura is ridiculously passionate about helping women unlock their full potential so that they can have more time and energy to focus on doing the things they want with the people they want and have a good time in the process. Throughout her years in the health and wellness industry, she has identified that this is only possible if a solid foundation is built at a personal level, the basis of which is optimum health and well-being. Most people claim to know this, yet the numbers of lifestyle-related disease continue to rise as people continue to do the same thing over and over, expecting different results. Laura recognized this and developed the Uppy philosophy, which flips current thinking on its head and respects the fact that it is the mind driving the body, and diet and exercise are only a small piece of the puzzle. Laura is sick of seeing women struggle because they have been misinformed or just don't know there's another way. So she is on a mission to deliver her philosophy to as many women as possible because she believes that everyone has a right to know how to live more. So it's my pleasure to welcome Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Belinda. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And thanks so much. Well, why don't you just take a moment and fill our listeners in a little bit of the gaps on your journey and then how you got to where you are today?
Yeah, so as you can probably tell from my accent, I am English, but I actually moved to Australia about 5.5 years ago. And when I did, I fell into the health and wellness industry. Previously to that, I'd been in customer service marketing, and I was actually a photographer before I moved out here. My degree is video, media, and photography. So anyway, I fell into the health and wellness industry, and I completely loved it. So I embraced all that it was. And within the space of 2 to 3 years, I'd worked my way up from personal trainer to managing that gym, and then I opened my own gym, which was like a dream come true. And then about 8 months into operation with that gym, I got a call one night to say from my head trainer there'd been a bang and there was some smoke. So I went back down, and over the course of the next couple of hours, I watched the whole building burn to the ground. And that was as a result of a fire in the neighboring Chinese restaurant. So that was rather challenging. I then relocated my business to another gym, and I did continue to trade for another about 9 months. But during that time, I came to the realization that it just didn't make sense anymore, both physically and emotionally and financially. So after some pretty hefty long negotiations, I shut that business down. And then through a little bit of a journey of sorting myself out and figuring out what people actually need, that's when I developed my new business, Uppy.
Oh, that's fantastic. So how long has it been since you've had this business?
So this business has been going for 5 months now.
Fantastic. It's going well.
It's going very well, actually. Yeah, it's great from a personal point of view and from a professional point of view. So yeah, I'm loving it.
That's great. Sometimes it's those difficult things that happen to us that make us move in a new direction. Otherwise, you might have just stayed stuck in that gym, right?
Exactly. And let me tell you, that wasn't my happy place. So I'm actually pretty grateful for fire now.
Oh, good. So how has the business shaped your lifestyle, do you think?
So, well, when I had the gym, so I guess the good thing is I've gotten very quickly to see how I don't want to do it. And I've gotten that insight nice and quickly so I can make things better going forward. So when I did have the gym, well, right from when I became a personal trainer, really, my lifestyle was ridiculous. I would wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'd go to sleep at 11 o'clock at night. I'd work solidly throughout that whole day. I'd throw in a couple of workouts during that time as well. So I was always on the go, and I'd be physically challenging myself as well. And then when I opened the gin, these long hours continued because I had to open it up, I had to close it down, and again, I had to be there all day in case someone walked in or someone wanted to train. And often I'd even sleep in my office at the gym so that I didn't have to waste time traveling home. So as you can imagine, as a result of that, my body went a little bit crazy. I started to put on weight even though my diet and exercise hadn't changed. I had really bad digestion. I was always bloated. I was extremely fatigued. My brain was constantly foggy, and I actually hadn't had a period in 2 years, which is not okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So now that I look back, I realize that was not sustainable. And as I say, I'm kind of grateful now that the fire happened. So now I'm able to build my new business in a way that will allow me to look after myself and have a life, which actually then has a great knock-on effect to the business because I'm more energized, I'm more motivated, I get more downtime, so I've got more clarity in my brain. So it's just much more beneficial all round. I'm sure my boyfriend's quite pleased as well. Not always absorbed by my work, and I'm not always, you know, somewhere else, whether that's mentally or physically. So yeah, I'm really grateful that I now get to build this business so that it means I can have my evenings free, I can have my weekends free, and I can do more fun things, like I go for scuba dives in the morning before I start working, or I can have breakfast with friends, for example. And even next year, I'm planning to go and work from Tuscany in Italy for a little while because my boyfriend's got a business over there. So I reckon that's going to be a pretty sweet, happy place.
I suppose that it will be. It's a beautiful area.
Yeah.
We'll all be envious while you're there doing your business in Tuscany. That is the beauty of having your own business, though. And in this day and age, that's kind of what the premise of Work From Your Happy Place was built on, is that in this day and age, you can really take your business anywhere and be able to work it efficiently. So it is kind of how the whole premise of this is, loving what you do and the fact that in so many jobs today, you're able to take it with you wherever you are and really truly work from that happy place. So that's really exciting.
Absolutely. And you know what I've learned as well from the previous business and from now is that actually to me, working from my happy place is being internally happy. It's really nice that I can go to these amazing locations and work. But if I'm still not sorted, if my inside is not aligned with my outside, then I could be in the most beautiful place in the world and I still wouldn't be working from my happy place. So I think that's a really important lesson that I've learned.
And it's certainly an important one for others as well, is like what really makes us happy, right? And I think so often we have so much to be thankful for and have this attitude of gratitude. And I know that that certainly is one of the five top contributing factors. And I think that's the one that people lose sight of, is what they truly have.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we truly want, we lose sight of that as well. I think quite often we live on the surface level of life thinking that we want these things, but actually we need to dig down deeper and find out what we really want right in the core of our being and stay true to that. And then that helps us be in our happy place as well.
Very good. So what would you say then that two of your greatest skill sets are that have helped you in owning your own business?
Without a doubt, my strongest skill set is my communication. And I suppose the second one along with that is my relationship building skills. So I've been really lucky that right from a really young age, I had the opportunity to work in my parents' shop, which some might say that's not that lucky, but I loved it. I got to talk to people all day. I got to help them. And I was just always really motivated by that. So, and I also worked alongside my dad for quite a lot of that. And he is like the expert communicator and expert salesman and expert relationship builder. So I think I learned a lot via osmosis through him. So now when I go to networking events, meetings, I meet with clients, I'm able to build rapport really quickly. So that means that both parties get a really enjoyable and meaningful experience out of it. And then we both feel comfortable to move the relationship towards where we want to go, which is usually, you know, talking up business or how we can help each other. So that transition just happens nice and naturally and smoothly, but quite quickly as well. And then what that means is I've also got a really strong network of people around me, both in my personal life and my professional life, so that I feel like I've got the support that I need And I know in the original business and when I was a trainer, that was a big problem for me, was I was new in the country, so I didn't have these people that I could get support from. And that's really important, especially as a business owner, is to know that you've got people that you can call on. So I think my skill of communication and relationship building has really served me well in that sense.
That is great. And that is such an important skill set to have. And I don't think that people fully translate that oftentimes into the business that they own themselves. I think that people sort of separate those out when they're all just really super connected. And I think you nailed that perfectly in sharing that with our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I found it super helpful when I had employees as well, because it just meant that they got a much more valuable experience out of it. We were able to have two-way conversation. They got involved in the business, so they kind of felt like the business was theirs as well. So they were growing themselves while also helping me grow the business. So everyone was a winner in that sense as well.
Great. So share with us then a challenge or an obstacle that you faced and then how you worked through that.
So my obstacle, as you may guess, was definitely the fire. It's a bit of an obvious one, but it doesn't have to be something as drastic as that. I guess what I'm trying to say here, the message I'm trying to say is, you know, whatever obstacle and challenge comes up, whether it's a big one or a little one, there are ways that you can work through it. One of my favorite things that I always tell myself on a daily basis is focus on the things you can control and let go of the things you can't. So that was really important for me because I couldn't control what was going on with my business at that time in terms of the building and where we were. But what I could control was relocating us, making sure that the clients and the trainers were looked after, and making sure that they were impacted as little as possible. So at that time, I just went into organization mode and did whatever it was I could to make all of that happen. So I ran the boxing class the next day from a park, and then a couple of days later, we were relocated into a new gym. So no one was really impacted in any way. They were still training, still getting their results, and the trainers were still growing as a result. So the two things I learned from that was, one, obviously focus on what you can control and let go of the things you can't. And also, I learned that I need to separate sometimes a bit who I am personally and professionally. Sometimes I could really put my emotions into the business, which in some ways can be good, especially when you're dealing with people and helping them in a service-based business. But then sometimes it's not so good when you're talking about working on the business, because it can cloud your judgment sometimes, and it can add a lot of stress to what you're doing because you're not just looking at it in black and white. So I've learned that I do need to create that little bit of separation sometimes, and also know that if I'm not being emotional in my business, that doesn't mean I have to be unemotional in my personal life. Sometimes I would, again, blur that and my relationship would suffer a bit. For example, I'd kind of disengage from my boyfriend if I'm trying to be non-emotional in the business. So it's just learning about what do I need to be at any given time and then giving my energy to that.
That's great. I think that that is where people have a very difficult time. I hear it all the time, like, well, I don't want to get too emotionally attached to this person or that person. But it's, I sometimes think when you try to disengage too much in business, I do think there needs to be great boundaries. But at the same time, people don't feel that you're actually being true to the situation. So I think it's okay to know the boundaries and be a little bit in both. So that was really great. And I think the best comment that you made there, which when people were faced, I can only imagine, I have not experienced a fire like that. And I can only imagine what that was like to stand there and watch that and feel that devastation in that moment. But the reality of it is I love it that you got up the next day, you did your class in the park, because I think people become paralyzed in situations like that. You have two choices. You're right. Leave what you can control, you know, leave it, let it go. And then what can I control? But at the same time, it's what are the solutions? How can I become solution oriented in this situation? Versus I think when people are faced with difficult situations, not even as difficult as the one that you were facing, they just become paralyzed and actually do nothing. So
yeah, absolutely. And that's not serving anyone. So I actually remember the next morning I had a shower and I still smelled smoke in my hair. And I actually had a conversation myself and said, Laura, you can either be a victim or a victor in this situation. And being a victim is not going to get you anywhere. So let's wash it out of our hair and let's keep calm and carry on.
Very good. That's awesome. So again, then working from your happy place to you means both personally, professionally. Why don't you just give us a little bit more insight into that?
So that actually means, as I sort of alluded to before, working from my happy place to me actually means being happy internally. So what that means is that the things that I'm doing externally are in line with my values and my real goals. So that's something that I check in with daily, is my values, make sure that I'm serving them. And if I'm not, what do I need to do in order to serve them and make that happen? So on a practical basis, what that means is that I need to have boundaries so that I can look after myself personally. So things like not working in the evening, not checking my phone all the time, making sure I do something fun and catch up with friends every week, having a date night with my boyfriend, giving myself time to do yoga and meditation or walk or whatever it is that I feel like doing. That's really important to keep those boundaries and make them non-negotiable. And as I said before, that just allows me to flourish professionally because I'm much easier on myself. I've got a much better mindset. I feel more energized. I feel like I'm looking after myself. And when we feel like we're looking after ourselves, then we kind of can give that to the world, I think. So working from my happy place, as well as that internal thing, it's also just the fact that I have control over my schedule. I choose who I work with, and I don't work with the people that I don't, you know, get on with or don't think I can get amazing results for. And then I've got that decent downtime that I need to do the things I love with the people that I love.
Oh, that's awesome. So share with us something that you're extremely proud of.
Definitely moving my entire life to Australia. That was a massive one for me because prior to that, I was 28 when I did that. Before that, I had lived in the same little village in the English Cotswolds for my entire life. So that was a pretty big move. And then working my way up. So when I first got here, I just worked in a pub. I was living out of a backpack. So I've worked my way from there to owning my own business. And now I'm able to see the ocean every day from my little apartment and from where I work. And to me, that's pretty special. I'm really proud of that.
Oh, as you should be. That is wonderful. And I think that's a good lesson for everybody is, you know, it does take hard work and it does take a journey. But if you're willing to take it, there's usually great rewards at the end of that.
Exactly. I think anyone can, you know, pretty much do whatever they want. But like you say, they've just got to do it.
Right. So what advice would you give then to others who want to be entrepreneurs?
Definitely to make plans to look after yourself personally. Obviously, we know from my journey, I've learned that through experience, but I see that so much with everyone around me, as well as my clients, just people around me, is if they're not looking after themselves personally, then their businesses do suffer. I think that it's really helpful to have a coach or a therapist or something like that, because it's really challenging and it's really lonely when you're a business owner. So you need somewhere where you can go and just have an outlet where you can talk about your challenges, talk about your struggles, and then make plans and strategies to overcome them or manage them. So yeah, definitely that. Like I can tell you 100% that if someone's having struggles or challenges in their business, 9 times out of 10, it will be something that's coming from them on a personal level. So it might be a fear of failure, they're a perfectionist, they have this need to be liked. Whatever it is that's driving them will be having an impact on the business, good and bad, by the way. It doesn't all have to be bad. If there's good things about that that's driving them, then you want to know what they are so you can harness them. So I think if people can stay on top of that and the things that are driving them, then they'll be able to be successful both in their business life and their personal life.
Very good. So what are some new and exciting things that you're working on? And what do you think that our listeners could benefit from?
Well, since your listeners are all over the place, definitely my virtual world is where they can benefit the most. So every week I put some blog posts out there, and I like to put things in. I like to write the way that I would talk. So making things really accessible for people. So just giving people information about how their mind and their body are connected, what things they might be doing that might be impacting that, and solutions and tips that they can use to get over it. I also share case studies of people I've worked with, my own experiences, lots of stories, because people love to relate to that. So they can get that from my blog. I'm also launching a YouTube channel over the next few weeks where I'll be delivering the same sort of information, but in nice bite-sized videos in my fun and engaging way. And then obviously social media, every single day I bring different ways that people can have uppiness in their lives, which always puts a smile on people's faces. So yeah, those virtual words and that worlds, and they can all be found on my website at uppy.com.au.
Okay, let's just do that one again for folks. It's www.uppy.com.au. So that was incredible, and thank you so much for joining us today. I know our listeners are going to walk away. You gave some really great thought-provoking ideas, and I think that people just getting in tune with themselves, both personally, professionally, like you said, inwardly, it really affects what you do outwardly. And I really do think that if people, I know for myself, I haven't worked out a lot in the last several years. I would say that I have off and on over years, but I just really haven't done anything. I've been so wrapped up in work that I just haven't taken the time to really exercise much at all. And so over the course of the last about 5 months, and especially over the course of the last couple of months, I've just been walking. I swear I started walking every day. And I just can't believe now how much I look forward to it and how much more it makes me feel so much better. And I feel like I am taking care of me. It really hit me when you said that. It's like it makes you happier when you feel like you really are taking care of yourself. And I guess that's how I feel. You know, I feel more empowered that I know I am doing something to make myself stronger, feel better, have a better result, you know, hopefully lose some weight along the way. But it's mostly that I've been making that time, and I can't really even describe it of how my being intentional about it has just made me happier. So
yeah, it's so powerful. And I think quite often people get caught up in, I should be doing this, I should be doing that, I should be running, I should be going to the gym. But you know what, that's not the be all and end all. If you're doing something that is doing it for you, and you're doing whatever you feel like doing at that time, then that's the most important thing, because all the shoulding will just make you feel guilty and then make you do it less. So I think the way you're going about it, Belinda, is perfect.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being our guest today. And folks, I hope you will check out her blog. I'm sure that all of us can get some great tips on just the, having a overall better well-being and health and well-being. And I think you've got some great ideas. And I hope that everybody will check that out. Check out her YouTube channel and visit her website. So thanks again, Laura.
Thank you for having me, Belinda.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.